Speaker is Aaron from Bay Park.
Hi, I'm Aaron. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is March 9th.
'09.
There's nothing really special I helped in
The night before I got sober, I just woke up one day and was really sick of what I was doing. And I was willing to stay sober, and that was around it. But before that, I'd been to AA a couple of times. The first time I came to AA when I wouldn't say I was too serious, but I was 23 facing two felonies. So I thought it would look good to the judge. And then someone told me I couldn't do drugs, so I left because that was ridiculous. So most of the time, I went from doing a lot of drugs to drinking. I didn't really switch brands to alcohol, to beer, to do anything like that. Either I was drinking a lot or doing a lot of drugs. That's how I mostly try to control it. And then when I was 25, I was physically addicted to alcohol and opiates. And it took me a long time to be able to get to 30 days. It was around 3 or 4 months. I finally got 30 days, and I relapsed through a whole month. And then I started working with a guy, and I got up to 90 days with him and got to my seventh step. And then I ended up relapsing with my sponsor. And then that kind of like threw me off for a while, and I didn't really like the program too much. And then in a drunken stupor, I called another guy and asked him to be my sponsor, and then he dealt with me for around 6 months of calling him every other day, telling him that I relapsed and I just can't stay sober and I don't really think this shit works. And as that went on, I finally ended up being able to stay sober and flaked on him a lot, and then worked up to my seventh step with him. And then I just kind of quit going to meetings and quit doing things. And through that period, I went through like a really weird like emotional stay. Like I wasn't taking showers. I didn't want to brush my teeth. I didn't want to shave. I didn't want to get out of bed. I just hated life and everything. And then I finally called him back and said, like, I'm willing to do what you guys asked me to do again. And he gave me a suggestion and told me to work with a guy. I ended up losing my phone, so I didn't have his number, so I ended up working with him. And then this girl I know got her house got raided by the DEA, and we're at a meeting together. And she knew another guy that was there. Then I ended up working my steps with him within around a month and a half. And I ended up getting a lot of relief out of working the steps. And then as, like, sobriety went on, I ended up losing everything. I lost my apartment. I lost my car. I lost my job. And then as the longer I stay sober, I notice for some reason I keep on losing material objects, which it's kind of doesn't really matter because no matter what you give me or what I have, I'm never satisfied and it's never enough. So I guess it's really good in early sobriety to kind of be satisfied with having nothing. I didn't cry. But yeah, and then as that like went on, and then I had a couple people ask me to sponsor them, and then I kind of tried to help them out, but they kept on going out. And then I have one guy now that seems real serious, and it's kind of really weird to have someone ask you to help them, and you're able to help them, and, like, then they relate to you, and it's I don't know, it's kind of, like, it's really cool, and it's weird, and it makes you start to practice things you do. And then you can't just sit there and tell them to do this and then go home and not do it. And then, like, working your ninth step and making your amends is probably one of the coolest things you could do. The fourth step's, like, really relieving, and then doing your fifth step. But when you get your ninth step, then you start making amends. Those people that you hated, that you thought they did more wrong to you, you just don't even care anymore. It's amazing. So, yeah, I think that's all I have to say.